Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toonami Therapy on May 6th of 2021. I am Michael.
I'm Tommy.
And we are here to talk about some of the stuff we've been watching on TV that is anime. And sometimes it's not anime, but we haven't really covered any non-anime stuff for a while. We're here, but as the name indicates, we'll be covering some of the Toonami stuff and some of non-Toonami stuff we've been watching. Mm-hmm. But normally we just do the Toonami stuff in the order they aired and then follow it up with our non-Toonami stuff. But we're actually going to be swapping that out for this week. We'll be starting with the non-Toonami stuff.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we'll even do those in reverse order for reasons we'll probably explain, become apparent soon enough. But so we are, if you're just here for the Toonami stuff, you'll just want to skip forward a bit past this.
Yep.
Okay, so we start out with Kaguya-sama Love is War episode 4, which is actually a four, instead of three, there's four mini episodes in this one.
Yep.
So I guess we'll just go through them bit by bit. The first one is basically just a zany thing where Chika tries to get Kaguya and Miyuki to wear these cat ears, but then both of them think the other is so astoundingly cute that they can't even really look at each other. And then Chika mistakes the whole thing as them just like really disliking it, and the cat ears end up getting banned.
Yep.
It was funny, but I don't know what else to say about it.
Yeah.
The second one is where they're playing to decide who ends up having to go shopping for some stuff. They play the Forbidden Word game, which is where each person picks a word and gives it to someone else, and that person and tries to get them to say that word, but that person doesn't know the word. And so, you know, it's just that. And anyway, Chika ends up actually winning the whole thing, which was that part. This was my favorite of them. Just
of the four.
Yeah. Just a part where Chika decides to try to be a rapper, to talk differently so she won't trigger it. Except what she got was check it out.
Yeah. How was that one word?
I think it was a case where it's one word in Japanese, but it's multiple words in English.
I see.
I don't know. Honestly, the part I just like is when Chika's, you know, there's that like kind of sad introspective thing, and then she's like, "Oh, you don't dislike me, do you?" Kaguya said, "Oh no, I like you." And then Chika immediately just goes, "Gotcha!" Because that was the word. That was good. Did you anything else to say about that one?
No, not on that one.
Okay. Then the third one is just a wacky thing with Kaguya, you know, needing to send a text to Miyuki about, you know, the shopping plans because they both lost the thing to Chika. And I don't know, that one's just some weird stuff where they end up making one, except the plans, except then there's, except then it just rains out. So she ends up not going anyway. But then, which the problem is I describe these and they don't sound funny, but I thought they were really funny.
Yeah, they were actually. The whole French thing.
Yeah, that was the last one where he's the only one who doesn't know French. But yeah. So there's this part where to try to test him, the like principal or whatever sends this person to be super insulting to him. Except he has no idea what she's saying. So he's just going, yes, oui, bonjour. And then Kaguya, gets angry about it. So she goes and tells the person off in French. I have no idea if what they were saying were actual French words or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't really know French. It's like, I don't know, ninth in my list of languages I want to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and so the whole thing kind of leaves him confused, but he still does manage to figure out what was going on. So, but yeah, that part was funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought the second and fourth ones were the best. First one was pretty good too. The third one, I don't know, so-so.
Yeah, it wasn't that great. For the most part, it wasn't that great. But for some reason, the part where he at the end mentions, "Well, good thing my phone's waterproof," because he mentioned that before, and so, I don't know why, but him saying that at the end, I thought that was really funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, in honor of that, we've kind of decided that we're going to try to play that secret word game. So each of us just kind of went to random word generator, just had it give us three words, and each of us picked one of the words. I don't know what your word is. You don't know what mine is. Remind me at the end of the podcast to have us just say it, and then I'll just splice them in here so people actually know what they are.
Okay.
The word I got was kidnap.
The word I got was perfect.
Okay. Anyway, so we've gotten that, and we'll just do that in the podcast, and probably I'll lose. But because the word I ended up with was like, well, I don't know if I can make you say that. But in the meantime, we'll move on to Baka and Test Episode 4.
Yeah, so this episode had pretty much zero plot to it, which is kind of what I told you about coming into it. And so you get the whole thing about Yoshi having very little to eat, and he's very bad at math too. And then this is why I need to have I whenever I was watching this, okay, I watched with the list of characters all in front of me, and I could remember their names then, but not right now. Let's see if I can remember these names.
I mean, I can only remember maybe two names right now. There's Himeji and then the main character who is he Yoshi or Hideyoshi?
No, he's just Yoshi.
Okay.
Hideyoshi is a different one. Okay, Minami. That's who it was. Minami. She wants Yoshi to eat her lunch, but then she's too embarrassed, and then she's kind of like Yandere type of character, where she goes after Yoshi, goes crazy, and then kind of goes to Tsundere too, goes back. And back and forth between those. And basically just a whole bunch of wacky antics. And that's pretty much the episode. At the end, I think she finally gets a chance to give him her lunch. I thought it was really funny. How can I put it? Like, it didn't have a plot, but I thought the jokes were pretty funny. What did you think?
Well, it had a plot. I mean, it was a simple one, but it was basically just a matter of, you know, both of the girls wanting to give the lunch to Yoshi, except Himeji's is horribly, it just goes with the usual thing of, oh, well, her cooking is absolutely terrible.
Yeah, which we've seen before.
You know, I kind of feel that at this point, when was this, okay, so I guess this was, right, this was made, the anime was made back in 2010. I don't know when the light novel was released. That was 2007. So, okay, at this point, you can kind of get away with it. Because I was thinking on that time I got reincarnated as a slime, there's a part where Rimuru was thinking, oh no, it's that anime trope where the hot girl has terrible cooking. And I was thinking, okay, at that point, you kind of have to point it out there. But since this was 10 years ago, I guess, you know, you can get away with it a little more. Anyway, there is that. Yes, the weirdest gag, I don't know if this is next. Well, I'll get to the other one that might have been the funniest, but it's so weird. I'm not sure if I find it hilarious or not. But the Inquisition thing, where all those guys with robes get angry at him whenever it seems a girl is interested in him.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah. The other part was when, at the end, Yoshi, he's telling, I can't remember her name, the one you looked up, Minami. She's saying, oh, you shouldn't throw out food you haven't read, and says something about, you know, recycling or whatever. And then he says that if you do that, then a ghost of a dead homeless dude might haunt your bathtub. And I was thinking, okay, is that just insane randomness, or is that actually a reference to something?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, it's whatever.
Like, babbled to me.
Yeah. I mean, I looked at the Japanese sub, and that didn't seem to be mentioned there, although I might have been looking at the wrong part in retrospect. So that might have been a reference. It was added to the English. But even if it wasn't, it's such a non sequitur, I thought it was kind of amusing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was basically that episode. I didn't particularly like at the end where he you know, uses up the avatar points to help someone but then gets in trouble for it. But other than that, yeah, there's some pretty funny stuff in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely.
Let's see. Is there anything else I wanted to say? Okay, so that was that for Baka and Test. All right, now we can get on to the actual Toonami stuff. Where did I put my notes? Okay. Just for the record, My Hero Academia is back next week. Or wait, okay. Was it Dr. Stone or was it Academia that was next week? It was Academia, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, in the meantime, we've got Attack on Titan episode 75. I've got the right number. So, basically, what happens here is Peak shows up and acts like she wants to join Eren, but, you know, it's actually just a trick, and it was to get him out so he can get shot. But Eren's like, look, I'm the main character. I'm not going to die this early. So he, of course, manages to survive. We do find
he literally stares down the barrel of her gun and tells her that she's not going to shoot him. It was like saying exactly what the audience knew from the start, was that she never was going to shoot.
Yeah. Let's see. So we have that. Then everyone else is, going to try to go after them. We find out that I don't know if they said the name of Zeke's plan. You called it like the Eldian euthanasia, which is like, no, that his plan was to make it so that none of them will have children, so that, you know, then so that there won't be any more Titans, and then no one will have to worry about them anymore, but it won't require actually killing anyone. But euthanasia is the killing of someone. Like, that's not euthanasia. A word that sounds way too much like youth in Asia.
Yeah, that's what I always thought it was. And then I looked it up, and I was wondering why they're always so mad about the youth in Asia. Now I get it.
Yeah, what's wrong with the kids in Asia? I wasn't even the only one to, like, my mother mentioned that that was her reaction too. I think I dodged it, but only because I read a comic in which that joke was made, where a character gets confused by it.
Yeah.
Should have named the previous episode Euthanasia by Flashback instead of Eugenics by Flashback in retrospect. It was supposed to be a reference to, death by flashback, that trope.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Did you have anything else to say?
So this episode, you have to explain to me some of these things. Who is that woman who went down to the cell and talked to all those people? Because since people's appearances have been changing, like, I can't tell who's who.
I think that she was one of, I can't remember her name. I think the character you're referring to was the one, remember how a while ago they had those people from Marley, you know, kind of end up sort of crashed on the island, and they took them. But one of them was like, oh, no, we were actually a secret contingent and we were here to help you out and stuff. She was like the leader of that group. So she's kind of, so that was who she was. She was kind of one of the head of the sort of people from outside that were kind of helping them out, though admittedly somewhat to their own goals. Did you have anything else?
I'm just really confused about what was going on in this episode. Like, what was Jaeger's purpose in the whole thing? Like, what was he trying to do?
You mean Aaron? Well, he was working with Zeke, it seems, to try to help out Zeke with his goal.
But isn't Zeke dead now?
I think it's ambiguous right now.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember exactly, because I mean, I can. The problem is, I'm not sure if we know from this episode. I know what happens next, so I know if he is alive or not, but I don't know if you want me to tell you.
No, thanks.
Okay. Yeah, there was that. It was kind of a confusing episode. The other thing to mention, I did look it up. Because we were talking about how, you know, Reiner is pronounced Reina. I looked it up. Reina is how it's said in German.
Okay.
I think it's the same thing with Jaeger, because the J is pronounced like a Y, because J is pronounced as a Y in German.
Right.
I don't know how Although John, that his name is spelled J-E-A-N, but instead of being pronounced Gene, it's John. So, and I don't think, and that's not German. Is that like, maybe that's supposed to be French? I'm not sure. Well, anyway, that just clears that up, I guess. Mm-hmm. All right, so that was Attack on Titan. Now we are on to Food Wars episode 47.
Oh, am I doing this one?
If you want to.
Yeah, so basically, Rio has a food war with that guy, and he wins. And we get about half an hour of Alice telling us about this new piece of equipment that they're using, and there was about half an hour just of Alice explaining that. I know I love this season, but whenever I'm not watching it marathon, see, this is must be my problem with like everything, is that whenever I marathon something, I like it a lot better than whenever I watch it episode by episode. So this episode probably seemed a lot better whenever I was watching like four or five a day. And because now that I watch it like this, I'm like, well, really all it was a food war and all this food babble that goes whoosh right over my head. I don't understand any of it. So it's just like, yeah, I don't really know what they're talking about. So by the end of the episode, it's just like, okay, it was an okay episode, but it wasn't as exciting as some of the stuff that comes up later.
Well, for one advantage of reading the manga is when they start explaining all the food stuff, you just know, okay, let's see, how long does it take? 3 pages? Okay, I'll just skip over past it.
Yeah.
So that's, there's that. Yeah, with Al, you're right. Alice did spend a lot of time talking about that new invention thing or whatever it was. I guess they want their product placement. But yeah, other than that, it was it was a food war, and guy who Kurikiba, was that his name? The Alice's sort of assistant.
Yeah.
Was Kurikiba, that is his name. Yeah, and he managed to win. So yay! he got to do something.
Yep.
Okay. So then we've got that. Then we move on to, let's see, Black Clover episode 148. So all those people are trying to so there's that big group of people because they're all planning to go to that other country or whatever, and they're with, and because they've got Asta's grimoire and also Asta and Nero and Noelle, but then the other guys show up and they are like, and then some big speeches are being had about how they'll try to fix things, and everyone, most of the people are like, well, I'm just a random filler character, I might as well go home.
But you missed the part where they do the spirit bomb.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that. Then she, right, she gets all the power. The person sort of in charge of, like, this group absorbs the magical power of everyone else, which manage, even though there's, like, all of them have very little, but she manages to get enough, and it's apparently still not as much as one of, like, you know, the actually important characters, because they're able to deal with the monster that she couldn't.
Yeah.
I mean, look, the spirit bomb, has it ever worked?
Has it? I wouldn't know.
Or wait, I can't remember. Did it work at the end of Dragon Ball Z? Because I know they were doing it, but I can't remember if they if that was a finishing blow or if they just used that and then that allowed them to. Okay, now I'm remembering. They did the Spirit Bomb, and that dealt a bunch of damage, but didn't finish the opponent off. They had to use an extra wish to get Goku back to full power or something, and then he was able to win based on that. So the Spirit Bomb is not very good as a finisher, but it can maybe deal damage.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So the people who just kind of showed up decided to leave, but then that Damnatio Kira guy shows up and is like, well, you people who actually kidnapped Asta, you're still guilty of stuff, so I'm going to banish you. And they're like, oh, well, we were leaving anyway, so okay. And then Damnatio Kira, such a weird name, apparently forgets all about the fact that he was super angry at Gauch for wrecking his office and had even, and basically said, well, yeah, you can have, you... He can go to help his sister, but afterwards he has to face justice. But I guess he's forgotten about that, despite that not seeming the opposite of his character. But we needed to get this mini arc done, so it's done.
Yep. Yep. So, is Black Clover going off the air?
Did they say anything about that?
I don't know. I don't know what the lineup is.
As far as... No. My Hero Academia is replacing Fire Force.
Okay, so what would be your ideal lineup with that? Like, Dragon Ball first, then Food Wars. Oh, that would be mine. And then... I don't know.
We're just talking specifically about the shows that are on Toonami. We're not like we're our order for that, right? Not like, you know, what stuff we'd want. Well, let's see. For the lineup, when we've got My Hero Academia coming, it's a little weird because we've got one more episode of Attack on Titan and then we have Dr. Stone. Do you want me to give it with or without Doctor or before Dr. Stone?
With Dr. Stone.
Okay, it would be... Actually, if I remember correctly, the list they gave was actually not so bad, if I can remember the schedule. But I think it would probably be... ideally I'd put Dragon Ball Super later on, but they're not going to do that, so... Well, if we just assume that it being in first place is a given... Well, yeah. On the downside, I think My Hero Academia being second place would also be a given.
Right, right.
But after that, I would probably want... I guess we could go Dr. Stone, Food Wars, Black Clover, and then whatever is left. I think Naruto's there. Is there some show I'm missing?
No, I think they're going off the Demon Slayer. What happened? Fire Force is out, right?
Fire Force, yeah. It aired its last episode of Season 2 last week, which I didn't really watch. But, and so My Hero Academia is its replacement. Although, when is My Hero Academia? Is it... What's even the schedule? Let me check.
Yeah, I wish I knew the schedule better, because I need to plan how long I want to stay up, you know?
Well, the problem is that the schedule they're going to have is going to be just for this next week. And then they'll be changing it again, because then they'll have Dr. Stone. Let me check. I'm checking Zap to it, which is usually pretty decent. Okay. Wait, that's not... This doesn't the schedule doesn't make sense. Where's the Attack on Titan? Because I'm not seeing it at the
Okay, what's Saturday's date? The 8th?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure if the schedule I'm looking at is right. They're not always correct on these things. And I thought there was one more episode of Attack on Titan they had to... Or wait, hang on. Let me... Oh, okay. Wait, I see that. I got all... I'm sorry. I think I got stuff mixed up. I apologize. I've been saying that Fire Force is finished and is replacing. I'm sorry. I was completely and utterly being wrong because I'm dumb. This is... I apologize for misleading you and everyone else. Attack on Titan was over. This was the mid-season break point, apparently. I just thought there was another episode of it left. It felt like such a weird place to cut the midpoint.
Yeah, when do you think they should have split it since you saw the manga?
Well, a lot of it's kind of a blur. I remember there's a particular point that was definitely that a lot of people were saying, oh, this would be a great point for this mid-second season, but it doesn't happen for a bit yet, so they couldn't have done it here. I don't know. It's because I can't remember what happens after immediately this. A lot of this is a blur. I can mostly remember the stuff that happened later that I read more recently. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it just feels like a weird... A weird spot to just cut it off with like this.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe there wasn't a better thing. I think the reason I'm thinking it's so weird is because I watched this episode expecting there to be one more episode of Attack on Titan. and then I was thinking, yeah, and that next episode, that's going to be the one that really has the mid-season cliffhanger. Oh, I guess not. Okay, so actual schedule. Dragon Ball Super, My Hero Academia, Food Wars, The Promised Neverland, Fire Force. That's the last episode of this season of Fire Force. Then we have Black Clover and... sorry, the sign I'm
Naruto.
Looking at is... Yeah, Naruto...
Attack on Titan rerun.
Yeah.
Then we have next week, which I would tell you if my computer didn't freeze there. Okay, here we go. Something's about as bad as the time I vomited on my... Remember that episode? We're in the middle. We were at the end of our broadcast, but then I got sick suddenly and I just vomited and destroyed my computer. It was that bad. Here we go. Okay, Dragon Ball Super, My Hero Academia, Dr. Stone, Food Wars, Promised Neverland, Black Clover, Naruto, Attack on Titan. Okay. So that all makes sense to me. I mean,
Honestly, swap Black Clover and the Promised Neverland, and I would say that's a pretty decent lineup.
Yeah. Black Clover needs to be higher up, then it'd be right what I would want it to be. It was Food Wars, Black Clover, Promised Neverland. You know, move Naruto up too. I'll take Naruto over the Promised Neverland. So,
okay, right. So that's our stuff. We've got, I guess we covered all that stuff. I don't think I had anything else to say about Black Clover outside of, I don't know if, was it just me, or did it seem like the episode was really trying to push a Yuri subtext between, like, the two female villains?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. It wasn't just me.
Yeah, I thought, oh, those characters must be attracted to each other. I don't know. But yeah, it did seem Yuri there.
To be clear, we mean Yuri as in the Japanese word. We're not talking about Yuri on Ice, because that's the opposite thing.
Did you ever see Yuri on Ice?
No, I haven't.
It's a very good series, actually. Everyone says it's all yaoi, but honestly, if you really watch it, there really isn't really that much yaoi at all. In fact, I think a lot of it is just fan wank. Apologize for the term, fan wank. Basically, fans want these yaoi relationships whenever it's really just a show about figure skating and how great a sport that is. And I'm a big fan of figure skating. I think it's the hardest sport to like do, because you literally got to spin in circles and jump into the air all while you're on skates on ice, which seems just ridiculous to me that anyone could ever do that. So Yuri on Ice is like, it teaches you about the sport, and it has great music, and it has a whole bunch of characters that you get to learn, and it's even a pretty exciting finish to it. So yeah, Yuri on Ice is definitely a very good anime. So
okay. Yeah. Yeah, that is a question. What is the hardest sport? I mean, I guess the part of it's hard, a little hard to say hardest, because the thing is, even if a sport is, you could say, easy, you're still going up against other people who are still doing that like supposedly easy thing. And even if something's easy, you have to put in a lot more work to beat someone else at it, if that makes sense.
Like, what do you mean?
Well, I'm trying to think. I'm not thinking about how great. I guess you could say to take an extreme example that doesn't necessarily work that great. Like, for example, checkers is an easy and simple game, but it's still something where if you've done a way, way, way more, done all the work into it, you could still beat people, I guess.
Isn't it?
But it's also been solved, so.
Computers have solved it. Yeah.
Yeah, yes. Checkers has been solved. They figured out what the optimal game was. It results in a draw, if I remember correctly.
So every game would end it. Well, wait a minute. How do you have a draw in checkers whenever the thing about checkers is that you get into a block position. If you get into a block position, whoever had the last move loses, or something like that. I forget.
It looks like it was solved in that they were able to. They basically a perfectly played game.
Yes, I got you to say it. Perfect. What? That was the word. Perfect.
Oh.
Yeah. I won this game. You don't know how hard I tried for that game. I've been trying whenever I said the ideal lineup, and you used pretty much every single word except perfect. I was like, you're never going to get it. But I got it.
I wasn't really trying to go to get you to use yours yet. I was planning to, after we finished this tangent, to try to mention it. When I looked at my three, I was thinking, well, I'm not going to win this, because the ones I had were actually, I don't know if I want to say it or if I want to see if I can actually somehow still get you to say it.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see.
Probably, probably not. But anyway, before I try to actually maneuver anything to get back into the wait a minute. Did I say perfect or did I say perfectly?
You said perfectly, but it's the same word.
I think the dictionary might disagree with that. Let's take a look. Aha! Perfect and perfectly have different entries in my computer's dictionary.
But it you just said perfect anyway.
Oh. Oops. Okay. Anyway, back to that. So basically, people, if you play perfectly, then you can, then in checkers, apparently you can force a draw.
Yeah. Yeah, I just thought that in checkers, maybe I'm wrong about this, but in checkers, I think it's a thing that even if you have all your pieces on the board, but you can't make a move, that you lose. And it's not like a stalemate as it is in chess, that actually someone wins. Like say everyone moved the most conservative move of all for the with their checkers, and eventually you get to a block position, but one of those would win. I just don't remember which one would win.
Well, with checkers, the way it works is you only move forward, but once you get kinged, then you can like move backwards, right? So you can just, you know, perpetually just move around the board and never let your opponent grab you, right? Or is that not possible? I don't know. I can't remember. I'm looking at Wikipedia here. I don't know all the specifics.
Yeah, it's tough to remember. I'm just going off what I saw in a checkers board box one time, so I'm not sure myself.
Okay. Anything else to discuss?
Let's see. Man, I thought there was something, but I cannot remember it. I'm trying to think for a second here. Let's see if I can remember what I wanted to bring up. I know there was something. I'll remember it later, probably. Maybe there wasn't. Maybe it's just my imagination. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't, outside of like really forcing the conversation, I don't see how I can get you to say the word I had, which I just ended up with kidnap. I don't know how I would have gotten you to say that.
Maybe with, Black Clover. That might have been, or maybe with Attack on Titan.
Well, in retrospect, that was a big error because because the choices I had were of the three were Kidnap, Herb, and this is the one that I really should have found a way to force you into a bridge. I went with Kidnap because I'm thinking, well, I just have to. I can't think of any way to make you reference Yu-Gi-Oh! The Abridged series. Not without like saying the word itself, which kind of would have almost been a little cheap. Considering how much better your words were, maybe I should have had this pick out of like five or something. I think I held out pretty well.
Yeah, you did. Okay, top threes for the week.
Okay.
Right. Oh, sorry.
You can go.
Okay. So third place this week, well, this is surprising, but third place will be Attack on Titan. I was actually very entertained by this episode, and Gabby wasn't quite as annoying as she usually is, but she still was annoying. But it felt like a lot of things were coming together. Second place will be Bakugan Test, because I just think the show's really funny, even though it's just pretty much nonsense. And I can't imagine what the second season is like if already we've already thrown any plot out the window. And then first place, Kaguya-sama, Love is War, mainly because of that theme song. Although I love the Bakugan Test theme song the best, but I'm getting hooked on the Kaguya-sama theme song now. Mm-hmm. And by the way, why is the title Kaguya-sama whenever, like, who actually calls her that? Like, I know we're not using the honorifics in the English dub, but the question is, who is calling her that? What? Because I've noticed that the boyfriend guy, whose name I can't remember, usually calls her by her last name. So I'm kind of confused there, you know?
I don't know. I the Japanese title does say Kaguya-sama, and I guess I don't know exactly how they go about deciding like English titles for these things, because like I said, the original Japanese title is literally a Kaguya-sama wants to make them confess, the genius's war of hearts and minds, and they probably looked at it and said, "Yeah, that's not that great. Let's just let's call it Kaguya-sama Love is War." And I guess Kaguya-sama Love is War, they thought, just sounded better than Kaguya Love is War.
Yeah. Oh, I remember there was once this show that was just called Katora-san, and they changed it in English to the title of The Troubled Life of Miss Katora, because like Katora-san like didn't really make for an interesting English title. It was actually a pretty good show, but no one else liked it except me. Like what people said, everyone else said the first episode was the only good episode. I thought it was pretty nice, but there is a lot of fan service. So,
a lot of stuff gets, I've always wondered exactly how they go about deciding whether, when to like do things literally and when to not do it. For example, some are given like the literal, Japanese, as I mean, the way you would say it in Japanese, like Jujutsu Kaisen, for example. That's what it's called in English. It's called Jujutsu Kaisen, not whatever that translates out to. It means sorcery fight. Okay, I guess I can see why you stick with Jujutsu Kaisen. But then, like, you know, Demon Slayer. It's called Demon Slayer, not Kimetsu no Yaiba, which was the original one. In fact, Demon Slayer is a little different. Kimetsu no Yaiba means, like, Sword of Demon Destruction. And, before I forget, and I'll get back to this, I might as well say episodes would be number 3, Bakugan Test, number 2, Attack on Titan, number 1, Kaguya-sama. Okay. Anyway, back to what I was saying. So there's that. Food Wars all... Well, Food Wars was weird because the Japanese name is Shokugeki no Soma, which would mean Shokugeki of Soma. And Shokugeki means like Food Wars. So they decided to make the full title Food Wars: Shokugeki no Soma.
Yeah, I asked my friend from Japan what Sokugeki meant, and she said it was a coined word. So so apparently they kind of used I don't know. So
yeah, it's it, that is true. It's let me just glance through this quick again. Yeah, it's technically the words like shoku geki, more literally translated, it would be like food weapon, I think. Like food, like weapon, food, food weapon, something like that. But they just call them food wars. So, which maybe gets it across better in English. I don't know. But yeah, it's just interesting because some, they're very specific about them. And in other cases, they are more like loose with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here's some... Sorry, am I going on too long about this? Or
no, it's okay. Okay.
So, for example, this one... I was just double-checking. Some of the recent series that were put into weekly Shonen Jump. So, they had, like, one... Like, there were two new ones. They were called, like... So some of them are like just rendered into English, like one like Io no Hako. That's called Blue Box because, well, that's what that means. And then there's some that are basically English titles already. So it's just a matter of, you know, translating that. By which I mean, like, literally the name is essentially in English, like Sakamoto Days, which is written literally with the English letters. But then you have stuff like a more recent one, The Elusive Samurai. That's a new series by the guy who did Assassination Classroom. But apparently the actual meaning in Japanese, the title Nige Jozu no Wakagami is called Young Man Who Is Good at Running Away. Or at least that's what Google Translate tells me. It doesn't have the word samurai in it at all. But they just decided when they were translating it, okay, we'll call it The Elusive Samurai. How did they decide that? I don't know. Maybe the author suggested it.
Yeah.
Maybe I should actually see if I should try to see if I can get information on this, because it's suddenly an interesting thing. But to get all the way back to Kaguya-sama, I think they just did it because I guess it gave them more flair. Like, mm-hmm. Kaguya-sama, Love is War, just does sound better than Kaguya, Love is War.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so that's been our daily weekly designated lengthy tangent. So, as I always mention, you can find our previous episodes at tsunamitherapy.podbean.com, and hopefully it'll stay there, because if we ever end up moving, it'll make all of these sound weird in retrospect. There's actually this podcast that I listened to, and I was listening, and if you listen to some of their oldest episodes, they say, you can find our episodes at blankety blank, except it's not there anymore. That site they were hosted on isn't there anymore. It's a different site.
Yeah, speaking of the podcast, I actually found two instances of our podcast being brought up in social media. I found one person asking about our podcast on Reddit, and then I found someone who was tweeting every podcast about Tsunami, and ours was apparently the fifth out of six that they found. So I don't know if anyone's listening, but at least people are aware that we exist. So that's the first step.
Oh, yeah. We get downloads, like not many, but a few. So I'd like to say thank you to the people who actually listen to us.
I'd like to say hi to both of our listeners.
Okay. So there we've got all of that. So we've got, right. And then we've got My Hero Academia coming for our next week, which we'll be covering, of course. Although I'm not, if I remember correctly, this part from the manga was a little boring, but I think things got more interesting once they got past the initial part of that. So, but we'll see. Okay, enough stalling and stuff. We'll see you next time.
Bye.